producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, you're the patriots of America. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm, for our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live here from the very cloudy, weird kind of weather that we're having now from the past week, bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. Coming to you live today, and if you want to jump in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Yes, we're receiving calls even here in the bunker. So give me a call. We're not doing Chinese buffet, so stick to the topic. We'll pick you up after the first break if you want to call in and give us a rant or question or anything else. Feel free to do that. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can follow Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean. That's Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, Facebook. And also Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And if you want to pick up Bradley's feed on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Well, it seems like that for the past several days, all we have heard about is Islam, Muslims, and terrorism. And, of course, that has been the big story out of Paris, Germany, various other areas in Europe, and even in our own country. That this is being raised up. As Bradley has said, and I completely agree with the assessment, God is judging his people. It isn't just here in America. Look, Europe has abandoned the Solemn League and Covenant. Okay? Most people are unaware. Do your homework on the Solemn League and Covenant. Read that. That was a covenant men made with God. And in large measure, we have abandoned that in the West. And as a result of that, we take up new gods for ourselves, the gods of secular humanism. And I know we talk about the Christian God, the one true God, and many of them in this audience understand that. But we've taken up the gods of secularism. We've taken up the gods of lust and hedonism. We've taken up the gods that, well, the non-gods of communism, which is basically man's on mind. He's determining what he's going to do. Now America has begun to embrace the false god of Islam. And what does the Bible say happens when a people do that? The Bible says that when people do that stuff, there's war in the gates. We're going to pick that up after the first segment here. But I just want you to consider that. America was not built on religious freedom of every religion. It was built on the idea that people understood there was the one true God. Found in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. He didn't change from the Old Testament to the New Testament. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so that is the God that America was founded upon. read the Mayflower Compact, see the men who came over, and I'll be quoting from one of the great influencers. He could be said to be America's original founder as we go along.
But I want to take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com for some of the things that are going on. Christian mother confronts Katy Perry's minister dad, and I use minister in quotes. She's a satanic woman who's leading many young people to hell, and indeed she is. But, you know, there is something about Katy Perry that reminds me of myself before I came to Christ. I'm a PK, I'm a preacher's kid, and I did everything that the guys told me to do. I was baptized many times, I walked the aisle, I said I was a sinner, I listened to the Romans Road, I went through tracts, all of that. Nothing ever changed my life. You know why? Because as Jesus said, a man has to be born again of the Spirit. And he went on to say the Spirit does what he wants. He's like the wind. You can't see the wind, but you see the effects of it. And when someone's born again, it isn't because they walked an aisle. It isn't because they said some words. They cried some tears. They prayed a prayer. None of that happens in the New Testament. It's because God pricks their heart. He changes them. And they want to turn from their sin. They hate their sin. And they want to love God and they want to obey his law. That's really where the gospel leads people. If your gospel doesn't do that, then you've got a false gospel and it doesn't save you from anything. It gives you a false security that you and God are okay, but it doesn't save you from anything. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 20 states stand against Obama refuse to take on Islamic immigrants. And with that, now we're finding out not only has Obama come out and chastised the governors, excuse me, but also CARE has come out and the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee has come out and blasted them as well. Both of these guys have the same daddy. They're on the same side. They are enemies of you and I. They're enemies of God. Not that we're God. You understand the difference. Islam is a rebellion against the one true God by the devil. There is no easy way to say that. And lest we get this wrong, great book. I don't know if it's even out in print yet. I got to read the manuscript for it. But it was called Allah Revealed. And the guy went through it and he said, you know, whoever the writer of the Quran was very intelligent. No question about it. Definitely had some poetry. Intelligent person. And you say, well, these guys live backwards. And they say, yeah, they do. No question about it. But who is the one who influenced it? It was Satan. There's no question that that's who is behind Islam. And we know that Satan wanted to be God. He was an incredible angel created by God. And we know that when we look up the term demons, or demon, it has the connotation of being understood as knowledge. They're not stupid. And we shouldn't treat them as such either. We should understand the kind of creatures that they are. You know, Jude even reminds us that even Moses wouldn't bring a charge against Satan when he fought over the body of, that Jude reminds us that the archangel Michael wouldn't bring an accusation against Satan, but said the Lord rebuke him. We need to keep those things in mind. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with an antichrist religion. Stay with us on the other side of the break. We'll pick up a couple things from sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we'll tackle this issue of Islam and the refugees coming to the U.S. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to jump in, please stick to the topic and we'll take you as soon as we can. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, let me highlight a couple of things and then we'll get into the topic here of the refugees and Islam. Abortion drama continues at Mizzou as Planned Parenthood seeks new hospital privileges. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Operation Rescue, our friend Troy Newman, denounces Ben Carson's comment that Terry Schiavo's starvation death was much ado about nothing. That right there, if you don't remember, Terry Schiavo was the young lady who received some kind of a brain injury. Many thought it was the result of something that her husband did. We're just not sure. Nobody's ever proven that. But the man went on to marry another woman, said his wife wanted to die if she was in this state, and this, that, and the other. One of the things that's always bothered me about that, I have a friend down in Florida, Johnny Faris, and Johnny has been paralyzed from the neck down for years. He was in his 40s and did what he could do with a computer by using his mouth. That was all he had. And the guy gave all he had, and he told the story one time of how he had a surgery and he couldn't talk and he couldn't move and he couldn't do anything. It was like being trapped in a prison and he couldn't communicate with people. And they thought he was like Terry and they just needed to pull the plug on him. He said it scared him to death and God brought him out of that. And he's able to tell that story. And so I'm not so sure that Terry Schiavo was not completely aware that the people around her were starving her to death. Now, let me tell you, the governor of the state at the time was Jeb Bush. And I know Jeb moved in at one time. But you know what? There's a place where you tell the Supreme Court where they can go jump. And you can tell the federal government where they can go take a hike when somebody's life is on the line. And they want to sit there and in a Nazi-like fashion starve a woman over 2 weeks to kill her based on the word of her husband who wants to marry another woman when her parents want to take care of her.
You need to be reminded of that. That's how far America has come. We've come to the place where we'll starve our own if that's what they, if that's what their husband wants, not what they want. Also, sonslibertymedia.com, Shepard Smith. Fox's Shepard Smith encourages the migration of Muslim ideology that will kill him. He's an open sodomite. And though Islam professes to be against it, it's filled with men who engage in sodomy. It's filled with it. And pedophilia. And sometimes they're not mutually exclusive because they use little boys. And people want to make that such a distinction there. Excuse me. They may want to make such a distinction. But do you notice? The same thing happens a lot with Roman Catholic priests. They don't go after little girls. They go after little boys. Friends, that's sodomy. That's Romans 1. It's not just pedophilia. It is sodomy. And we need to recognize that for what it is. Islam is bathed in that. And yeah, we hear about 72 virgins. But you ought to read some of the other stuff about little boys, the Bakabazis, the dancing boys, and even some of those virgins that are promised in paradise by the false god Allah are little boys, not young women. SonsLibertyMedia.com. Did Australia and Great Britain see lower gun violence after a mass gun ban? No, not really. They saw increased violence in their country. They just left their people without the means to defend themselves. And that is exactly, you can believe what you want to. That is exactly what is coming down when Obama says things like this, SonsLibertyMedia.com. I'll give sustained attention to gun control my last year in office. Well, friends and congressmen, you shouldn't let him have a last year in office. You should have been impeaching the guy years ago for his crimes against the people. I keep hearing people talking about impeachment. I keep hearing GOP presidential candidates talking about all of the crimes that a Barack Obama and his administration have done. And yet, some of those are senators. I know they can't bring articles of impeachment. I get that. But their House counterparts can. Why are they not encouraging impeachment? You have to ask yourself that question. I don't care how good the guy sounds on the stage. I don't care about his words. I care about his deeds. Why is not one GOP presidential candidate encouraging the Congress to impeach this man from office? They should have impeached him the moment his fraud was found out of who he is or who he isn't, whatever the case may be. That should have been what should have been done, according to the Constitution. But it wasn't, and it isn't. I got to tell you, I have a hard time trusting any of these guys who are asking for my vote when they do this, besides the various unconstitutional things that they either represent or that they're proposing. SonsLibertyMedia.com, Obama says the number of refugees from Syria and elsewhere will be increased to 100,000 per year. 100,000 per year. Now, excuse me, these are the same people, the same ideology. This is not, when people call me a racist for dealing with Islam, you need to understand something. It has nothing to do with their ethnicity, their culture, or where they come from. There are white Islamists, there are black Islamists, there are Asian Islamists, there are Middle Eastern Islamists. That's the bulk of them, no question about it. There are some in Russia and Africa and elsewhere, okay? So it's an ideology. It is not an ethnicity. These are the same people, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, who praised the Paris jihadists as martyrs during a moment of silence at the Turkish and Greece soccer game. Same people. Same people. Same ideology. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, my elder Michael Ware has written a piece called Can the States Reject Syrian Refugees? And he's, you know, kind of coming behind the governors of the states who are saying, no, we're not going to have a... I got to tell you, I wish my governor, Nikki Haley, would get a spine everybody's talked about, you know, Sarah Palin pushed her as a grizzly mama or whatever she did. Nikki Haley has not been good for South Carolina. She hasn't. She's been better than the counterpart that was there, but she hasn't been really good for that. This is a woman who voted or who signed a bill to remove part of our heritage from the Capitol, and I'm talking about the Confederate battle flag. It's not an issue of racism. It's an issue of heritage. That battle flag represented our forefathers who did far more than we did and stood against federal tyranny and said, you know what, the states are their own sovereign countries, and we forgot that. And shame on us, America, for forgetting that the states are the sovereigns, not the federal government. The federal government is the creature of the sovereign states. It is to be subservient to the states. And you say, well, Lincoln put that down once and for all. Yeah, Lincoln usurped the Constitution. And you may not like to hear that because he might be your favorite president or whatever. But you need to look at his actions, what he did. You go back and read some of the things of where even his own soldiers were offered to him by Confederate forces because they were running out of food, and he wouldn't take them. He let them starve. Don't tell me that guy was upholding the Constitution. He wasn't. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Great article by Pamela Geller, and is doing very well. Obama's version of America is the shameful one, and she's really taking him to task over the issue that he is going after these governors for refusing the refugees. I agree with him. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, government of Poland defies European Union and refuses to take in Islamic refugees. And then we also had the report about a massive ambulance truck bomb found at a football stadium there in Germany. Turns out at least the Germans are saying that there was no bomb. We've updated that to reflect that that information that was there. But needless to say, they thought that was the issue at first. We reported on it, and now we've updated that. Now, the question is, are they covering up that? Because Angela Merkel wants to let these Muslims into Germany. You people in Germany who may be picking up this feed, Chancellor Merkel wants to let Muslims in. She's allowing people to be evicted from their homes to bring these guys in. She is overseeing these camps where women are being raped, caches of weapons are being found, violence is being committed. As Bradley asked, are you not only for America, but for Europe, are you being attacked from without or from within? Stay with us on the other side of the break. We're going to look at Antichrist. Who really is Antichrist? Hang on.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you want to call in, stick to the topic. We're on Islam, the refugees, and now we're going to pick them up in the context of what Scripture says. I've dealt with the issue of last days madness before, but there is something that needs to be brought up, and people need to actually look at what context is. Excuse me. By the way, a plug for oregano oil. This stuff is fantastic. I don't care who you get it from. You've noticed probably I've had a little bit of cough. And oregano oil, two drops under the tongue, seems to really deal with that pretty effectively and quickly. Sometimes it's almost instantaneous. Sometimes it takes a couple minutes. But I've had to do that during the break because I've had a bad cough. But that's a sidebar for free for those of you who are interested. Turning to the Scriptures, we hear a lot of talk about Antichrist. And you say, well, how does that apply to what we're facing with now? I want to lead in with a passage from Judges. Judges chapter 5. You remember, among the judges of Israel, Deborah was the woman there. And a lot of people say, oh, see, women can be in office and we should support that because Deborah was here. And then they'll say, Miriam led, you know, this, that, and the other, and she was there. Well, I want to remind you of a couple of things. One, Miriam led the women in singing. And when she thought she was too big for her britches to go after Moses' wife, God struck her with leprosy. Now, this isn't misogyny. It's just recognizing the roles and authority God has given. It is not the same thing as what Islam purports, whereas if a man isn't happy with his wife, she does something, she doesn't dress well, she says something, he can just beat her. That's not the issue. The Bible doesn't tell us where to do any of that. In fact, the Bible says that husbands, we're to love our wives as Christ loved his church. And how did he do that? He laid down his life for her. And we're to be taking the word of God, and we're to be washing her with that word. We're to be loving her and caring for her and providing for her and nurturing her, not beating her. Doesn't make her a second-class citizen, just recognizes the role. But here's the Song of Deborah from Judges chapter 5. And one of the things she says is this, and pay close attention to the corollary between the two things. She says, chapter 5 of Judges, verse 8, they chose new gods, and then she tells what the result of that was. There was war in the gates. Now, I'm telling you, America, many of you have bought into this false thinking about the First Amendment, that the freedom of religion applies to every stinking theology that's under the sun. You have bought into that, but I'll break down your wall. None of you would support the open worship of Moloch, where you took little babies and put them in the fiery hot arms of the god of the made up god Moloch. None of you would stand for that, but you'll stand for Planned Parenthood basically doing the same, even worse, ripping the babies apart and selling their body parts off. Many of you will do that. None of you would stand for the Mayans implementing their worship in our society and cutting the hearts out of people on an altar. None of you would stand for that, but you'll still sit back and go, well, wait a minute, that goes too far. No, it doesn't. That's their religion. They've abandoned God, Romans 1, and instead of honoring God as he should be, according to his law, they want to make up a God according to their own imagination, whether it's four-footed beast or flying creatures or the two-footed kind, which is man, secular humanism. And yes, secular humanism is what predominantly prevails in our society. And it is a religion according, even the Supreme Court found that to be the case. It is a religion. You say, well, they don't have doctrines. Yeah, they do. They have doctrines. They have churches, which are called public indoctrination centers, public schools. That's what they are. Their Bible is textbooks. That's the whole thing. They leave God completely out of it. Everything is about man. You need to understand that. But there's a second part to what Deborah says in verse 8. And this is why context, people, is so important. I'm going to show you some of that with regard to Antichrist. She said, they chose new gods. Then there was war in the gates, and she continues, not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. Isn't that interesting? No weapons were seen among 40,000 in Israel. No weapons were seen among the people of God. Think about that just for a moment. What are we hearing from the current administration? Gun control. I just referenced that in the last break, before the last break. That's going to be part of his final year in office. Gun control. That's what he's going to focus on. He wants to disarm the people so that he can overthrow them, so that he can keep them pressed under the boot, the thumb, whatever you want to call it, so that he can destroy any dissent against him. And recognize something. Sheriff David Clark, I like a lot of things he says, especially when it comes to the Second Amendment. But Sheriff David Clark has run people off from abortion clinics. He should have protected their free speech against such murderers. He really should have. But he didn't do that before he became sheriff. He led the charge against the people who were trying to save the babies peacefully. So be careful about how far you follow David Clark. again, like what he says on the Second Amendment, right down the line, good job. But what about the lawlessness of those who are murdering the innocent in the womb? Again, I go back to Deborah. She said, you let God, false gods into the gates, there's going to be war. There's not going to be peace. There's going to be war. In America, you better prepare for war. You have allowed false gods in the gates. You have allowed them. And your first line of defense is not a carnal weapon. It is not a gun. I'm a big Second Amendment supporter. I'll tout guns all day long. But Christian, your first line of defense is the God of the Scriptures. He says you're to arm yourself with faith, righteousness, with the sword of the Spirit, your feet shod in preparation of the gospel of peace. It is not a peace that comes by the sword. It is a peace that comes by that which comes by sharing what Christ has done on behalf of sinners and subduing those sinners. It is a message. It's not an action. It's a message. So, Christian, our first line of defense is with the gospel. Those who come here, who name the name of Allah or Buddha, or claim to be atheists, even though they're really not, they're just suppressing the truth and righteousness, our job is to give them the work of Christ on behalf of sinners and call them to repentance, which means obedience to the law. Stop sinning and do what is right before God. That is our message to them. That is our message to them. If not, guess what's going to happen? We're going to have to take up carnal weapons in order to defend our land, our families, those we love, our neighbors. And yes, that too, friends, is an act of love. People are so against violence. Violence is part of what the Bible communicates to us. But is it done righteously or is it done unrighteously? You know, the command to not kill doesn't apply to war that is righteous. After all, God told Israel, you go in and wipe these people out because of their sins before me. And he gave them the land of Canaan. That was violent. Can you imagine being given that order, wiping out every man, woman, child, and living beast, everything. Wipe it all out. Clear it out so that we can begin anew. You say, well, that sounds like Sharia. Sharia is nothing like biblical law. Again, what I'm referencing there with going in Canaan happened to a particular people at a particular time. That command has not been given such to us. It hasn't. God's given us this law. We need to uphold his law. And so with that in mind, I want to launch into this, and then we'll pick it up and try to finish it at the end of the segment, next segment. And that is, how are we to deal with this? How are we to look at these, the refugees, the Muslims that are being paid for with our tax dollars to come over here? Well, I'll tell you the first thing. The first thing is we shouldn't be spending any money to bring any of them over here in the United States. It's not constitutional. I don't even think it's biblical to take our money and transport them over here. As we had the other week, 12 Syrian refugees can be resettled somewhere in the Middle East. Jordan, pick your place, where they aren't killing the people. They can be resettled there versus the cost of what it takes to resettle one of those guys here in the United States, which is more cost effective. It's that. You say, yeah, but maybe you're on the line of wanting to spread the gospel. Okay, go on over there. If that's what your desire is, go on over there. Go do it. But you better be doing it here first. You better have been shown yourself faithful here first. But there are missionaries there in other areas, Jordan and likewise Lebanon, who have shown themselves faithful here. They went over there to communicate the gospel. That's good. But what about here? Antichrist. I've saved it for the last segment. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this, especially if you're a guy that thinks you're in the last days. You want to stay with me on there. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally began to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to get in the last few minutes of the segment here, we'll take your call as soon as you're on board. Antichrist. What does the Bible say about that? Well, I think the doctrine that Islamists hold to is Antichrist. Now, I recognize there are those who are Muslim in name only. They grew up in the culture. They know very little about the Quran, and so therefore they're not real strict adherents. In fact, they're afraid of those who actually do adhere to the teachings of Islam. And so when we hear things from the Council on American Islamic Relations, where they have come out with the ADC as well and given this charge of Islamophobia and xenophobia, I want them to address the Muslims in name only, who are from their own country, who are petrified of those who want to follow the Quran, who want to not only go after the infidels, the Jews and the Christians, but they also want to go after the hypocritical Muslims who won't join them. I want them to address that. Somebody in the media, Fox News, I guess that's the best we've got to give, you guys, how about addressing them with that? How about quoting the Quran? How about quoting the Hadith? How about referencing Muhammad as a terrorist because that's what he was? And putting that to their, you know, throwing that at their feet instead of propping them up as somebody to be looked at as though, oh, they're holy and righteous and they should be accepted and embraced. They shouldn't be. And why do I say that? The Bible tells us, again, the issue of Antichrist. Today in our culture, we hear Antichrist thrown in all kinds of passages of the Scripture. But do you know what? The term Antichrist is only found in two books of the Bible. And in one of those books, it's only found one time. In the other book, it's only found three times. That may come as a shock to some people. And guess what? It isn't the book of Revelation. The term Antichrist, which was written by the same author of these other two books, isn't found anywhere in the book of Revelation. It isn't found anywhere in the books of the New Testament. It isn't found anywhere in the books of the Old Testament. It's found in two books, and I'm going to read you the passages, and I'm going to apply them to Islam. 1 John 2:18 says, "Little children, it is time, as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know it's the last time." Now, my perspective on the last time or the last days is it's the last days of the age of the Old Covenant. The writer of Hebrews says the same. In fact, he quotes it, and he says that the Old Covenant is passing away to make way for the New Covenant. That's what the writer of Hebrews puts it as. And so the last time applied to the time leading right up from the time of Messiah coming, that's Jesus, to the time of the destruction of Jerusalem, 70 AD. That's doing away with that. We are in a new covenant. A new covenant that God has made with his people, Israel, which is, Israel is the people who have been saved out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. It's the world. That's how John puts it. He says it's the world, but he also says those other things to describe that. And John says at the time he's writing, first century, prior to 70 AD, that even then there were many antichrists. And he goes on, 1 John chapter 2, verses 22. He says, "Who's a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is antichrist, and he denies the Father and the Son." Friends, Islam does not believe that God has a son. And before people say, "Well, you ought to read the Quran," I have read it. I've got a short amount of time. Islam does not believe that God has a son. 1 John 4:3, "Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." Well, you couldn't have Antichrist until Christ had come. And yet, what is John saying? Because somebody might say, "Well, wait a minute. Islam says that Jesus has come in the flesh, and he's a prophet, and they respect it." That's not what John's talking about. Go back to John 1:1. The word that he references is the Christ. It is Jesus. And he says of the word, "In the beginning he was with God, and he was God. And he created all things." I had this challenged by a Jewish guy in the comments section of one of my articles. And I'm like, dude, the reason I quote it is because the one who walked with Jesus, the one who touched and handled him, who saw him, who heard his words, who ate and all of the other things, he lived his life beside the Christ. He called himself the disciple that Jesus loved. That man said, "This guy is God in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us." But John doesn't stop there. In 2 John 1:7, he says, "Many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." And above that, John says, you don't bid him Godspeed, and you don't bring him into your house. And my question to you, America, is this. If a person believes that, if you're not to bring him in their house, my question is this. Why would you bring him into your country? Especially a country that is built upon the gospel. of Jesus Christ. Again, Mayflower Compact. Go back and read it. It's easy to pull up, people. Atheists, go read it. You can't destroy the history. You might try to change it, but it's there. You can't deny it. You may reject the premise, the presupposition, and you do so to your own peril. But that's the issue. And if I can, before we run out of time, let me read to you the original founder of America, John Calvin. And a lot of people have a problem with Calvin. I don't care. The issue is this. For Calvin, he saw the papacy as the Antichrist. And in some sense, they are. They try to put themselves in the place. The popes try to put themselves in the place of Christ. They call themselves the vicar of Christ or in the place of Christ. They're wrong in that. Their whole understanding of Matthew 16 is completely ridiculous. However, I want to point out to you that even Calvin, who I think pointed out some of those things that got into some of the confessions, missed some of that as far as what it really is because he saw it from his day. He's a man. He's like I am. He also says this. Moreover, under the papacy, there is nothing more notorious and common than the future coming of Antichrist. And yet, they're so stupid that they perceive not that his tyranny is exercised over them. That coming is coming to America. It has come to Europe. It has been vanquished in the past under the caliphate. And people want to talk about the Crusades. The Crusades were a response to Islam's tyranny. Make no mistake about it. Christians had had enough of seeing their fellow brothers and sisters enslaved and murdered in the name of Allah. And they took up the sword to fight against the evil. Good for them. Good for them. But I want to tell you something. The guys who came and established America, the pilgrims, they came here with the Geneva Bible. And you know whose notes were in the Geneva Bible? It wasn't John Wesley. It wasn't Martin Luther. Wasn't Ulrich Zwingli. Wasn't any of those guys. It was the notes of John Calvin. If you don't know the Calvin that I know, he was a fallible man, but he was a man who loved God. I believe that with all my heart. If you don't read his story, if all you get is the thing of, well, this issue of Servetus, and you don't even have the particulars about that, how can you know the man? How can you know his theology, which is biblical? And I say, friends, there are two things that we need to keep in mind with this refugee issue with Islam. One, you and I, as Christians, are called to love men. And this is something you don't get in a lot of articles and a lot of conservative media. We are to love them. Christ said that we're even to give a cup of cold water in his name. It's profitable. But then we are also to be careful and watch. 23, we'll see you again. Bradley will be back with you. Keep on the alert. Watch out for what's going on and take a stand in your nation. God bless you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.